Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, September 3rd, 2026. 9:03:26, 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And as many of you know, there is a lot of political news going on these days with the big election coming up in just about 2 months, 60 days. We've got a gubernatorial race between Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton that is coming down to the wire, a Senate race between Sherrod Brown and John Husted, which is coming down to the wire, and a whole lot of state offices, that statewide offices, that will be up for election, and people are highly interested, to say the least. Our guest this morning, nobody I'd rather talk to about politics. She was born here in Marion County. She's been winning elections since the 1970s, and she won them in the 80s, and she won them in the 90s, and she won them at the state level. And doing that as a woman in the 1970s, 80s, and even into the 90s was certainly a trick, but she did it. She is the only person to hold office on the local, state, and national level. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones, as it always is, our friend, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Scott.
Mary Ellen, before we get into the politics here, what do you just make of the political season? I believe we're exactly 2 months out from the election today, September 3rd. How are you feeling with 2 months left to go?
Well, it's pretty vicious, and it has been. It started early being vicious, and it's getting, you know, it continues.
You know, you cannot not be bombarded by these ads for governor and Senate. What do you make of these ads?
Well, I think there's some that need to be answered. I can't understand why they aren't returning statements about some of these terrible ads about Amy Acton, and that's my thinking on it.
As we sit with 2 months left to go, are you confident at this point that the Democrats will be able to take some seats, or more apprehensive at this portion of the
Well,
cycle?
I just hold my breath. Yeah.
It's always a toss-up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You never know. I mean, you think somebody's ahead, and then they're not. And you just can't judge it always, because the polls are sometimes pretty bad.
Yeah. You know, why do you think Ohio, at this point, is considered to be such a Republican state?
Well, it seemed to be taken over several years ago. When I ran, it was Democratic, and we had good union leaders and people that really fought for the Democratic Party. We don't seem to have that now.
I just want to do a quick overview of both of the big races. Sherrod Brown facing John Husted, what is your feeling on that race at this point?
Well, I think Sherrod will win, yeah.
And as far as the gubernatorial race, Amy Acton and Vivek Ramaswamy?
Well, that's tough. It's a tough race. I just don't know what's going to happen there.
Well, and we got a little ripple in that race yesterday, and the audience may not have heard this, so I'm going to read it for them. Yesterday afternoon, we got word from Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign. This is what he sent out. Vivek Ramaswamy has formally agreed to participate in debates against his Democrat gubernatorial opponent, Amy Acton. His campaign recently received two debate invitations from CNN and WLWT, a local NBC News affiliate in Ohio. Vivek has accepted both invitations. Ohioans deserve a substantive debate between their two candidates for governor. I challenge Amy Acton to join me on the debate stage so voters can make a well-informed choice in November, said Ramaswamy. To support broad public access, WLWT will make the debate available via satellite at no cost to all media in Ohio, including television and radio stations, as well as newspapers. It will also be streamed on WLWT.com and WLWT's streaming platform, Very Local. The Ramaswamy campaign is awaiting word if Dr. Acton plans to participate, and it did not take long to hear Dr. Acton's response. Within a couple hours, Dr. Acton's campaign responded with this statement. Dr. Acton's focus is on talking with Ohioans, not platforming a scam artist who spreads baseless lies about her and her family, uses AI to falsely paint her as someone with a substance abuse problem, and shames Dr. Acton for being sexually abused as a child, while Vivek stands with predators and abusers. Ramaswamy and his billionaire buddies have spent more than $50 million on disgusting inaccurate attack ads that have been condemned as the most vile and repulsive lies Ohio has ever seen, said Acton campaign manager Phil Stein. So, no debates, Mary Ellen. Doesn't look like we're going to get a debate here. What do you make of Vivek accepting the debate proposals and Dr. Acton's response?
Well, you know, I have, I think time will tell on that. We can't really judge it, because I think back to when I ran for state treasurer against Bucky Reinhardt, and I refused to debate him. And everybody thought I was going to lose the race when I did that. And it ended up that he debated himself, and the newspaper said he debated himself and lost the next day. And everybody was laughing about it. And so it turned out to be a good thing that I didn't debate him. And I don't know. I just don't know what to say about this, because you never know. I think time will tell.
Time will tell, and certainly you not debating Buck Reinhardt did not stop you from winning that office. Why did you not want to debate Buck Reinhardt?
Well, he had all the news media on his side. He was, he was treasurer of Franklin County at the time, and I was treasurer of Marion County, and my news coverage was really slim, and his was tremendous, really. They were all fighting for him, and I knew it would be a bad situation.
Well, and I think that's one of the odd things about this particular event with Vivek and Amy Acton, is because the debates were going to be shown on CNN and WLWT. Now, those are not exactly conservative stations. I don't think anybody would call CNN a conservative station. So it's kind of strange that Amy Acton would not want to be on the national platform. I think people can certainly understand why you would not want to do it, with the media supporting Buck Reinhardt, more or less. But these debates, it doesn't sound like would have been in Vivek's favor, certainly media-wise.
Yeah, well, I don't know. She has her reasons. It would have given her a chance maybe to correct some of those things he's been saying about her. I thought that would be a good chance to do that, but I don't know. A debate is very dangerous, really.
Well, and I think that's one of the other questions with 60 days left to go, is that if Amy Acton does not do the debates, which it doesn't look like she's going to do, what is going to break this tie? Because what other chance do voters on a mass scale have to see either one of these candidates if there won't be any debates?
Well, it could be with her advertising. I think she could do some things that would correct some of that if she did. Yeah.
Which ad do you think is the worst against Amy Acton?
Oh, the one about her being drunk.
Drunk. Yeah. Using alcohol and prescription drugs.
That's a terrible ad, and I thought she should have answered that right away. Yeah.
As near as you can tell, why do you think she's not answering it?
I have no idea. I always felt like when somebody had a bad ad about you, you immediately came on in the air and you said what you how you felt about it and stopped it. And that's the only thing that will stop an ad like that. Usually, I mean, it just keeps going, as we've seen. It's gone on now for 2 months, and we're sick and tired of it.
You know, it's interesting, because as I said in the intro, obviously, you know something about winning elections in Ohio on the statewide level, as a female, certainly. If somebody would have run an ad like this about you, what would you have done immediately?
I would have immediately been on the air and telling how it was not correct. I think that they have taken certain issues here and really kept at them and made everybody think that she's, you know, not fit to be a governor, and she needs to correct that right away.
You know, there was a big story in the Columbus Dispatch yesterday. It was on the front page of the paper talking about these negative ads, but saying that they do work, that they do sway voters.
Yeah. Of course they do. I mean, you watch, the first time you see an ad, you think, oh, that's not correct. Next time you watch it, maybe the next day, you think, oh, my goodness, they got it on again. And that's the way it goes day after day, and every day there's more people will believe it.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, and I think more or less that's what the Columbus Dispatch was saying. You know, Mary Ellen, when Dr. Acton says that she doesn't want to platform a scam artist who spreads baseless lies about her and her family, I doubt most people want to stand on the stage with their political opponent. Do you think that statement might be a little too harsh, or is it what she should be saying?
Oh, she should be saying that. She should be saying it in many different ways. Yeah.
This governor's race has been something. Neither have ever been elected to a political office. Do you think that is what has made it so particularly interesting to people, I guess is what I should say?
Well, I don't know if it's made it interesting. It's made it disgusting, I think. The fact that neither one of them has ever held a public office, I think, is so strange. I mean, you need to have been in government and worked in government a little bit to understand it. I know she, you know, did the thing that she did with the COVID, but that's not the same. You need to be in government to understand it, and I'm not so sure either one of them understand it well enough.
Well, and it's very interesting because the first line of her statement says Dr. Acton's focus is on talking with Ohioans, and certainly it's good that she's out meeting with people, but we don't get to see a whole lot of her in a media sense. We won't get to see her in debates, so I think a lot of people, Ohio has a lot of people in it, probably will not get the chance to see her speak or not get the chance to hear her in an interview. Because she just doesn't do a whole lot of that.
No, well, she hasn't been to Marion, and we've been wanting her to come to Marion.
Yeah. What advice, I mean, obviously you won a lot of elections on the state level. What advice would you give another female candidate at this point, possibly the first female governor elected in Ohio's history? What advice would you give her with 60 days left to go?
Well, I would immediately address that nasty ad that's been going on for 2 months. That would be my first thing I would do.
Is there anything else you would have her do?
Well, she needs to go to places where maybe she thinks she won't get enough votes. I mean, Marion has votes, too, and she hasn't been here, and I'm sure there's other parts of the state that she needs to be. You need to get around everywhere. You have to go everywhere, no matter whether they like you or they don't.
And if anybody looks back at the history, you were always very friendly with the media wherever you went.
Yeah, I liked the media a lot. And they you know, you got to be careful what you say. But they were good to me, and I appreciated that.
You know, Mary Ellen, before I let you go here this morning, I just want to get your opinions on a couple of other things. What do you make about the Wright State University 20-year-old college student, Pierre Damas Bell, who took his own life by walking into oncoming traffic, a Haitian who had an ankle monitor on in Springfield on Monday? What did you make of that whole story?
Oh, that's terrible. I did not realize that ICE could put monitors on people like that. They've got the ability to do things that I don't think they should be doing, like some of the new things they're trying out on people. I just think ICE has been horrible.
You know, and one of the surprising statements that came out of that death on Monday was our governor, Mike DeWine, who said, he called it a horrible tragedy, and then Governor DeWine said, I think we have to ask ourselves, is this really good? Is this what we want done to people like this being picked up and facing deportation? Do we want that being done in our name? Governor DeWine said that on Tuesday. What do you make of our governor on this?
Well, I think he's right. I mean, you know, they're taking people that haven't done anything and they're going off to other countries. It's just horrible what's going on.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about, Mary Ellen, Amy Acton came out recently for Issue 3, which kind of put her at odds with a lot of people in the Democratic Party, like Alison Russo, and the head of the Democratic Party, Ohio Democratic Party Chair Kathleen Clyde. We had Governor Strickland on the program yesterday. He said he was for Issue 3. Issue 3, for people who might be interested, is making voter ID part of the Ohio Constitution. Now, it is already a law in Ohio that you have to have ID, but it would make it part of the Constitution. Most Democrats seem to be against this. Amy Acton, and we found out yesterday, Governor Strickland, former Governor Strickland, are for it. What do you make of Amy Acton's stance on Issue 3?
Oh, I don't understand it. She seems to be going against the Democrats in various things that kind of surprises me. I don't know what her thinking is on that.
Mary Ellen, how do you feel about Issue 3? Do you support it or will you be against it?
Well, I'm just not going to get into that. Okay.
I understand. Just a quick thing before we wrap up here, Mary Ellen. What are your thoughts on Amy Acton at this point with 60 days left to go?
Well, I think she would make a good governor. I don't know if she's going to get there or not, but I think she would take care of some of the problems that we have now. And, you know, let the people decide. That's what we have to do.
And how do you feel about Vivek Ramaswamy?
Not very good.
Certainly not a fan.
Very
there.
Good.
Not a fan there.
I just don't think. I don't think he's what we want in Ohio. He's not the right type of person. Yeah.
Are you disappointed in any way that there will not be a gubernatorial debate?
Oh, not really. I think debates can be very dangerous. Yeah.
I certainly understand. Mary Ellen, it's always a pleasure to talk with you and get your take on these things. I know the audience enjoys hearing it. I enjoy hearing it. And I always appreciate when you're able to come on and join us and let us know what you think about what's going on.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
I always like to talk to you, too.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. The one and only 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Well, no debates in the gubernatorial race at this point is the way it looks with 60 days left to go. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, it just gets more interesting every day, doesn't it? I don't know. I found it interesting yesterday because we heard from the Ramaswamy campaign rather early in the day that he had accepted these debate appearances from CNN and WLWT. And the fact that, it was going to be broadcast on a national cable network seemed very good. Certainly would put a lot of attention on Ohio. But it did not take long to find out that Amy Acton was not going to participate in these debates. Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Normally, you could probably get by without participating in the debates. But with this race so close, would it have made a difference? Do people care? Would anybody have watched this debate between Ramaswamy and Dr. Acton? Does anybody have an idea of why she would not want to do this debate? We know what she said. Do you think that's accurate? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. I think it's an interesting story, and I think as time goes along, it will probably tell some sort of tale as we go on down the line here in this election, which has been, if nothing else, it's been rather entertaining. Heaven knows we have got the campaign ads, and we've got just a lot of little things here and there as we go on down the road with this gubernatorial race. I don't know who's going to win in the end. Does anybody have a feeling on who's going to win this thing? Jim Renacci, former Representative Renacci, said the other day that his polls were showing Vivek trending up and Sherrod Brown trending up. I think that's very interesting. But who knows? Oh, and by the way, we also did want to send our thoughts out to one of our longtime listeners, Jeff Bickley, who is on the mend, we hope. A little under the weather, but we hope we'll be on the mend and back up and around in no time. So, Jeff, hope you get better soon. He and his wife, Mary, longtime listeners here to the station. I don't know if they're listening this morning, but we certainly send our best wishes to them. Okay. Well, I haven't seen any more pumpkin spice items, except the rolls. I have seen the Little Debbie rolls. I don't think I've seen anything else. So we've kind of stalled out with the pumpkin spice items, even though we are now into September. We'll see how that all goes. The humidity is certainly sticking around. I don't think that's going anywhere at this particular point. We're going to have that for the next few days. And I'll tell you, it is just awfully humid. Yesterday in the afternoon, I think it was around 90 degrees. And if you looked at your phone, it said that it felt like it was 100. And, you know, I'm against the whole heat index thing, to be honest with you. I'm not sure I believe in heat index. A matter of fact, I'm sure that I don't believe in heat index. And I don't believe in wind chill. I think that's something that meteorologists made up, because it would be dependent on where the wind is blowing in your area, how many buildings are around you, and in the summer, are you perspiring? Are you sweating? It would figure on a lot of things. So I really don't understand heat index or wind chill. I think it's something so meteorologists can come on and say, well, the actual temperature is 25 degrees, but the wind chill is -7. Or they can come on and say, well, the heat index is 92, but the temperature is 92, but the heat index is 105. See, I think that, I just don't understand that. Does anybody understand heat index and wind chill? People will be getting their phones out this morning to Google it. Well, we just got to thank you from Mary out there. Very appreciated. Well, thank you, Mary, and I hope Jeff is feeling better soon, and I hope everything is well with you. It's no fun to have somebody under the weather. 41 minutes past the hour here today. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion on anything, feel free to weigh in. We would love to hear you. I'll tell you, trying to get through town right now is a little bit of a trick. It's, Route 95 is just a mess. And I've said this before, with all the construction that they're doing. And they're doing a little more construction down toward the east end now, down by Meyer. They had eased up on that construction for a while on that side of the road, or that end of the road, I should say, and now they're starting it up again as of this morning. So getting down 95 back and forth is not the easiest trick in the world. I should say that. And I think 309 has some things going on. It's a mess. It's a mess. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's talk traffic. I mean, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, corn sweat. That's what the word we're looking for this week. The corn sweat.
Oh, you got the corn sweat.
You know what that is, don't you?
I don't know that I do know what corn sweat
is. Well, you probably wouldn't believe it in any way because it has to do with meteorology. But the obviously, corn and all the crops use water to survive. And as they use water and they make it into, you know, photosynthesis, use that process, they perspire water, carbon dioxide or oxygen, and it mixes with the air. But they also, they perspire, a little bit of water vapor, and as the corn and the soybeans and everything are growing and are almost at peak, and they're still green though, so they're still using water and making chlorophyll and everything, they add humidity to the air. Look it up. That's real.
No, that seems real. No, I'm not against all meteorology, and I think that's interesting. And I think finding out the temperatures and storms and things of that nature, I think that's all fine. I'm just against specifically heat index and wind chill, because their method for figuring this out does not seem logical.
Well, you'll notice the corn sweats and beans and such in the morning, because especially where you live, fog, you'll notice sometimes it's hanging above the crop, but it's not anywhere else. And that's from it perspiring its water. So the corn and the soybeans are actually sweating and adding to the humidity in the air.
Well, here's just my little thing on it.
I got to ask you this, though. I know how you feel about heat index and wind chills. We go through this every time there is one. In the summer, when there is a breeze blowing, is it cooler?
Yes.
So in the winter, when the wind is blowing, is it a possibility, just a possibility, that it might be colder?
Temperature-wise, no, but it might feel colder.
Air temperature versus, like, surface temperature are different things, too.
Well, because here's the problem.
If the front of your house can be a couple degrees different than the back of your house if the sun is shining.
Right, but also here, exactly, and herein lies the problem with wind. If I am in a field with no buildings around and the wind is blowing, if we're basing wind on lowering the temperature, it's going to feel rather cold. But if I work in the city, let's say downtown, and there are buildings very close to each other...
I agree with that 100%. I agree, and that has drifting snow. I mean, drifting snow is evidence of how the wind blows, you know what I mean? So the county gets drifts that the city does not. So I wholeheartedly agree
right.
with the wind.
So
it might be colder. It might be 5 degrees colder out in Morrill than it is in the city of Marion, because we have more things to block the wind.
But see, that's exactly it. I don't think that if you read the thermometer, the temperature does not go down. What they say is it feels colder. Well, right, but how do they know? What area are they standing in?
Science. Fears?
No. Where are they standing? They're out at the airport.
They have a weather station out there.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. At the airport, it might feel like it's 5 below, but it doesn't feel that way where you are.
Okay, feels like it's 5 below or it's actually 7 above, does it really matter?
Well, it's all just cold. Here's why it does. Because I'm saying eliminate all that. Because if you look at the thermometer at the airport, if it says 32, the thermometer at your house is more or less going to say 32. But
flipping your kid outside at the bus stop when the wind is blowing 10 or 15 miles an hour at 32 as opposed to a sunny, bright 32-degree day, it's two totally different things.
Only if he takes a plane to school and gets on the bus at the airport.
You don't want those poor little children stand down there and freeze on that morning.
No. But what they could say is what they used to say. They used to say high winds outside are making it feel much cooler than it is.
Well, they did. They came up with a fancy term for it. It's called wind chill. But back to traffic.
No, wait. But wait a second. I got to wrap up this wind chill. They're not just using that term. They're giving you an exact temperature. That's what I have a problem with.
There's an algorithm for that, bro. There's an algorithm for that.
Oh, and we all know we can trust algorithms.
Hey, you're pro-flock now.
No.
Yes, you are. If you're not for us, you're against us.
No. I'm right down the center on the flock.
There is no fence sitting in the flock issue, sir. You're either for us or against us. That's what the next Civil War is going to be about, is flock.
Well, I'll tell you, if you talk about flock, boy.
You better secretly pick a side.
You know,
but traffic.
Go ahead.
Traffic and married. People need to know this one. I was out at the apartments behind Z-Bart, Blair Drive in that area, and from my time to leave Walmart and come back, they've actually shut down 309 going into that portion of Center Street and have people diverted up University, over to 95, which is already one lane. So that whole area is an absolute nightmare. Now, if you want to know a secret, Center really isn't closed until around the Jefferson Street area. So if you're a rule breaker and you're willing to take the risk and you're coming in for 309, you'll be able to get up to about Jefferson Street before you're actually... Then Center Street is actually closed, and I don't know until what point.
You know, I understand that they've got to get all this done before winter, and I understand that it needs to be done. I just don't understand.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to make them repave that giant pipe line that they've replaced all the way? Or do you think our streets are going to be like this forever? Because we don't have the money to fix it. Let's be real about that. Do we think that we're going to hold Aqua accountable? Because I think it's Aqua that's doing the work. And they are horrible. I want people to go down David Street, go down Chestnut Street. These are just the ones that I can think of. The Aqua's already fixed, and they are piss poor, and they're supposed to be done with them. And we've got all of 95 and Main Street, not Main Street, but we've got all of Center Street and Mount Vernon Avenue and Kensington. Ooh, Lord, have you been on Kensington?
I don't think so recently.
People used to talk about speeders on Kensington. That's not going to be a problem anymore. So I wonder if Aqua is going to say, oh, we're done, and then our streets are going to be like this forever because we do not have the money to fix them. And they are a hot mess.
Well, they might try for some goodwill. Now, I do know out on 95, as you get out further east, one of the projects that they're doing out there is putting in sidewalks that will extend down to Tri-Rivers, which I think is a very good idea.
I think it's a great idea. I wish they would have told us that they were doing it so, like, maybe people could understand a little bit better what was going on. I know we don't do that sort of thing, but the one in front of Ashley Furniture, that sidewalk there, I think it's Ashley Furniture, whatever that furniture store is there between Pole Lane and the 23 entrance. That sidewalk doesn't seem like a safe route to school. There's like a 3-foot drop-off on the side of it. So if little Billy's walking to Tri-Rivers or riding his bike, he's just going to fall over the edge. And I've got a great scooter story about almost killing a kid yesterday. But back to the safe sidewalk for school. Does that portion seem very safe to you?
Well, not right now, but I would imagine that's still a work in progress, I think.
Okay. You think they'll fill that culvert in?
I would guess.
Okay, I would hope, because that seems a bit dangerous. If kids are walking to Tri-Rivers, what I was thinking is there are people that do actually live in the hotels. I don't know if other Marionites realize that, but there are people that live in the hotels and the motels, and I've seen them walking see Meijer and to Kroger and various places before, even fast food restaurants, and walking back. So at least they'll have a safe route to do that.
That's why I think that's one of the best ideas that Marion has seen for a while. If you can get a sidewalk from Tri-Rivers to Walmart, that area, that's going to make a lot of people's lives, kids and adults, much easier.
Well, I was thinking people that ride the mobility devices.
Those as well?
That would give them a much, much safer route if we could just get it ran. Something is better than nothing. If we could get it ran a little bit further into town, that'd be great. But
They fly down Delaware Avenue, that's for sure.
Yes, they most certainly do. But so yesterday, these little scooters, this is like 9:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm making a left-hand turn. I'm turning into the first left-hand lane. There's two left-hand lanes. And out of nowhere, a kid who's probably about 10 years old crosses right into my path of travel on an electric scooter. And I had two choices, take out a 10-year-old with an F-150 or hit the car in the next lane. So I hit the car in the next lane.
Oh.
And nobody was hurt, thankfully. I mean, I was in the process of turning, so I wasn't going much more than, maybe 10 miles an hour. But, so, if I had not, it could have been bad. And no one was injured, thankfully, except for my clean driving record and my no claims discount. But are we actually going to enforce that law? Like, what is it going to take? Is it going to take an accident before it's enforced?
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, you can't stop people from doing it, even though there is a law. So I think that becomes the problem. Just like any other thing.
So then it was all for naught anyway.
Well, no. I mean, there very well could be a law there, but the problem will be, just like any other law that people break, like speeding. I mean, people still speed. There's been a law there. People still text. There's a law there.
But when they catch you doing it, you get in trouble. I mean, we
right.
just flat out ignore the fact that these little bastards are out doing this.
Well, right,
now,
but I...
He was an older man, and he's got... I know how much body work is costing these days. He's got thousands of dollars worth of damage to his vehicle. I'm just going to ride it out because I don't want to pay the deductible and replace my bumper. And this kid, the little kid face flatted right into the ground, and I didn't care. I didn't even go ask him how he was because I was more concerned about the older man who I had just hit, who was doing nothing but minding his own business.
Right, but here's the problem. Okay, let's say your situation happens and there are laws in place. If the person gets back on their bike and leaves...
He did.
Okay, well,
so what should I have done? Went over and jerked up a 10-year-old and ended up on... I mean, Ray Grogan would have jumped on that to... prosecute me, let's be real.
No, well, I don't know about that, but what I'm saying is what do you do? I mean, if you just get in an accident, I think the biggest worry you probably have at that point is the fact that you got in an accident, not the fact that somebody's getting away on an e-bike.
Oh, no, I looked at him laying on the ground crying. I didn't even bother going to help him. I was more concerned with the gentleman that I mean, I was innocent, too, as far as it goes, but he was the most innocent of all. I had to make the choice to hit him, I just made the best choice that I could. And, no, I didn't care about little Billy over there with his bleeding face.
Well, I mean, that happens. His face was bleeding. Maybe you should have thrown him a towel or something.
He took off.
Oh, well, he must not have been hurt too bad.
We're in the middle of the street blocking traffic, and I'm like, okay, we need to get out of the street. First off, make sure this older man is okay, that he doesn't need an ambulance. And then we need to get out of the street. Are you okay to drive, sir? Okay, let's get out of the street because the damage is minor. And when I turn around, little Billy's riding off holding his face on a scooter, riding off.
Well, that's interesting. It's a problem. I got to ask you, though. We got 5 minutes left here. The big news statewide. I mean, you're paying attention to this. What do you make of the fact that Vivek was going to debate Amy Acton and she said no?
I actually had not heard that until you said this morning. I guess I'm sort of like a day after on state news because I don't have local channels, so I read the newspaper and I just hadn't had a chance to do that. It was Strickland yesterday that said, it's late in the season, it's very time consuming. I think, are people's minds really made up? And isn't it now just about turning people out?
I don't know. See, that's the thing with the governor's race. Now, I would say that for maybe the Senate race, but I don't know if people's minds are made up in this governor's race. And the fact that people keep saying that it's tied, something like a debate can make a difference in a tied election like this. I don't know. I think it's very interesting. And by the way, the other point, which I was talking to Mary Ellen about, you know, the outlets willing to do this were CNN and WLWT, a local NBC affiliate. It's not like these are conservative bastions of media. So I mean, why would she turn it down?
I mean, at this point, can it do you any good? You said it can, but I think it probably can do more harm. One gotcha moment, there's your October surprise.
Well, is that the worry then? Do you think that's why she's not doing it?
I don't know if that's the only reason, but I'm sure it's a factor. It would be a factor if I were a candidate. Why? Why now?
Well, this is when they normally happen. I mean,
but they're normally prearranged before now.
Right.
You know,
but
I mean, it would be that there's a debate coming up on October 27th or whatever. People would know about that before. They wouldn't be October 2nd trying to arrange it.
No, and I think that's why in early September, that's why he decided to accept. I'm sure she got the paperwork as well. I wonder why she
waited. Okay, so it's the news organization. It wasn't him, like, I'll debate you anytime.
No. It was, okay. No. The CNN and WLWT offered to do it. He got the request. He said, yes, I will do it. And she said no. And that's all, the timing on this.
So it wasn't him challenging her to a duel?
No.
Okay. So, do we know? And she hasn't said why she said no, not like, oh, it's a conflict or.
Oh, no, she released a statement. It's quick. Here's the statement. It's coming from her campaign manager. Dr. Acton's focus is on talking with Ohioans, not platforming a scam artist who spreads baseless lies about her and her family, uses AI to falsely paint her as someone with a substance abuse problem, and shames Dr. Acton for being sexually abused as a child, while Vivek stands with predators and abusers. Ramaswamy and his billionaire buddies have spent more than $50 million on disgusting, inaccurate attack ads that have been condemned as the most vile and repulsive lies Ohio has ever seen. That's what was said by her campaign manager.
Well, I like how they're still running with he attacked her over sexual abuse.
See, that did not happen. I'm sorry it didn't.
Not the way they're portraying it, anyway. They're still doubling down on it. I don't know. It's all... I don't know. I don't know why she won't debate him, but I don't think debates are necessary either. Not this late. I guess we are.
I think it could.
I just don't understand how people are still undecided at this point.
Well, because
they're so diametrically opposed, these candidates, though. So it's not like it's either you can't be convinced to vote for your own candidate. I guess is what I think people are doing more right now.
Right, but the problem is, when I ask people about this election, nobody ever gives me a definitive answer. So I think there could be a moment still where somebody could say something or do something that would get people on board to that campaign. So I don't know. You never get a direct answer when you ask about Vivek and Amy Acton, unless it's a very hardcore person.
I'm going back to, I can't believe that it is an issue, but that race is definitely an issue in this race. That's okay. And enthusiasm. How enthusiastic are people? And I don't know if Acton's trying to pivot towards the center on some of these things or to the right on some of these things because she is trying to court some votes that she wouldn't otherwise have.
Well, I think it's very interesting that she said
I had some Democrat friends that were like, she's pivoting on the issue three, is it issue three
issue
or whatever
three,
it is?
Yeah,
yeah, she's pivoting on that. I'm like, but are you really not going to vote for her because of that? I mean, is that going to be what the make or break?
Well, I think it's
like,
a combo.
So maybe she can pick up some Republican votes, because what can Ramaswamy do to pick up Democrat votes?
Well, I don't think he can do that, but I think there are probably more Republican votes in Ohio than Democratic votes. So
the big thing is enthusiasm turning out the vote. And that's what I think I see people lacking in the Republican Party, is that they're not very enthusiastic about them.
But like Jim Renacci said the other day, his polls show Ramaswamy tracking up, and I'm guessing that has a lot to do with the ads, both the negative and also the positive with DJ the Barber and his wife, which I think those ads are very effective. And I think also the fact that he is going around to these county fairs. Terry Tackett, our Yellow Dog Democrat, said he saw him at the Balloon Festival over in Marysville. He is getting around.
I took a picture of him and posted it, and I said, would you look at the haircut on that fella?
Yeah, exactly right. See, there you go, DJ the Barber. So this stuff is all going on, and you don't see a lot of Dr. Acton.
Well, I don't, but I'm still going with the, as far as enthusiasm, I don't see a lot of signs. And I know signs don't vote, but the enthusiastic people line their streets with them. And
well,
I'm not seeing that.
Well,
either side.
We'll see what happens. I think it's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
Take care, Scott.
Hey, bye-bye. Here comes the break.
Definition of love.
I don't have a real definition. Everybody has to work out their own. But I would